Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Benoît Roumet.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, and you?
good. And you're the director of Central Loire Wines.
Yes.
And what we're going to talk a wee bit today is some of the grape varieties that you get in Central Loire.
Okay.
A bit more detail, because the main one I think of Loire is Sauvignon Blanc, which is a big one out east, which we spoke about last week, but also Chenin Blanc. And Chenin Blanc is a grape variety I'm really starting to enjoy. And yeah, I've been looking at it and trying to work out the different flavors you get from Chenin Blanc. What sort of flavors do you get in the Loire, and how does it change with climate?
Loire is very important because you have a different kind of climates. You begin from the sea with oceanic climate, and after that, when you go to the center, you are going to have less oceanic influence, and in the middle of France, like a semi-continental influence.
Yep.
It's why the main white grapes in Loire is Melon de Bourgogne or Muscadet. And after that, Chenin Blanc and Sauvignon Blanc, it's both 25% of the production.
Yeah.
So it's very located. When you stop Melon de Bourgogne, you arrive in Anjou-Saumur, so you start Chenin Blanc, mm-hmm. and you can produce dry, sweets, or sparkling in Anjou-Saumur. And after, you go to Touraine. And when you stop Chenin Blanc in Touraine, you start Sauvignon Blanc region in the eastern part of Touraine and arrive in the kingdom of Sauvignon Blanc in Centre-Loire.
Okay.
So the choice of the grape is very, related to the climate and the type of soils.
But within that, you must get cooler parts that grow Chenin and warmer parts that grow Chenin. And I always think of Chenin, usually I've drank a reasonable amount of South African Chenin, and there seems to be a couple of things going on with the fruits.
Completely different, of course, because the climate is not the same. The soils are not the same. So the maturity is not the same. So when it's ripe, to harvest the for sugar and acidity, it's the ripeness is not the same for the aromas. So if you speak about Loire Valley wines from Chenin Blanc, for Chenin Blanc, if we can say in Anjou-Saumur, you are going to have dry Chenin Blanc from Savenière, for example, and it's very dry Chenin Blanc, very precise, very square, and very, very nice wines, but you have to wait a little bit to drink it because it's very strong and it's very fruity nose, but a fruit like white fruits, you know, pear, it's very, very common. And after that, when you arrive in, for example, Vouvray and Montlouis-sur-Loire, it's not the same kind of soils, it's not the same climate.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's a little bit more run in the mouth, even for dry.
Yep.
And of course, if you want to produce sweet wines, for example, you have to overripe. You have to wait. You wait, and you harvest overripe fruits. So it's going to be more the same kind of aromas, but like jam, you know, pear jam, like a confiture. Right?
Okay.
And it's very rich. And the most funny stuff is when you age the wine, because Chenin Blanc with his acidity is a very, very good
for
potential
aging.
Aging. If you test a dry wine from Chenin, from Vouvray, for example, or Savenière 10 years after, in the nose, you are going to have the same kind of aromas than for sweet wines, but it's still dry in the mouth. It's why it's really nice wines to pair with foods.
I was reading that a lot of the more tropical flavors you sometimes get with Chenin can be more associated with fermentation temperature, where you have a real high fermentation temperature.
But usually, what in the region of Loire, we are in the northern part of the production of wines, and main producers really want to make wines who have the face of a location. You see, it's not they don't produce Chenin Blanc; they try to produce Vouvray.
Mm.
And of course, it's made from Chenin Blanc. But it's going to say, okay, this is in Vouvray, I'm in limestone soils, I'm in even in Sancerre. They don't want to produce Sancerre. They don't want to produce Sauvignon Blanc. They want to produce Sancerre or Quincy or Pouilly-Fumé.
Yeah, okay. One of the Chenin Blancs I really like is Côte de Lion, the dessert wines. And I I was really impressed. I first stumbled across those about 5 years ago, and I was going, wow, Sauternes gets all the noise, but these are not... Well, I've had some really good ones.
It's really good because, in fact, as I said, even when you overripe the fruit to produce Coteau du Lion, as you said, or Mont-Louis Moelleux, you still have the freshness thanks to acidity. So it's never... Even if you have residual sugar, the balance is always on freshness. So it's really nice to drink, and you can drink it again. Mm. It's not fat wines, you see.
Yep.
It's elegance, and you still have elegancy in the sweet Chenin Blanc from Loire.
How about, we talked about Melon de Bourgogne, you said that was like a key one, or Muscadet.
Yes, of course.
And Muscadet, to me, can be okay aromatic, but I don't think, it's not like a Muscat grape variety.
No, it's not the same.
It doesn't have that sort of real in-your-face aromatics. And they tend to do a lot of stuff with it in the winery, like Surly, leaving it on the dead yeast and things like that. Can you just give us an idea of the sort of expressions of Melon?
Usually, if you take a classic Muscadet Sèvremaine, because it's most important appellations, so you have the mention Surly on lees.
Yeah.
So they are going to wait until the beginning of March to bottle the wines, and they keep the wines on the lees because it's going to nourish, to feed the wines and make it, can I say...
texturally, isn't
it? Yes, it's more texture, more rich, and also give some, not sparkling, but fizzy, some fizzy notes.
Yep.
And it's why when you test a classic Muscadet sur lee, young, it's still it's nice for the seafood, for oysters, because it's still a really, really alive wines,
mm-hmm.
with a lot of floral notes and...
they're not very austere, though. They're not,
No.
They're
it's not... just... It's a real... what I love is this kind of Muscadet is the simplicity. So you don't have to think about a lot of stuff. So you just drink and say, my God, it's good. And I want another glass.
Yeah, and they're reasonably fleshy as well. You know, they're not austere.
But now you have a new generation of Muscadet also, because, of course, they have different kind of soils, and they just create a new level named cru communal, like a village. For example, from Gorge, because they Gorge or Clisson. And they want to make, and they really succeed, more mature wines, so they wait more on lees, and it's really make wines from for lunch and to match with more fleshy foods, with fish in sauce or stuff like that. And really, Muscadet is a really nice region to rediscover.
Probably the big red grape in the Loire is Cabernet Franc. That seems to be
the main grape, and it's more than 52% of the production.
I must admit, I haven't had a lot of Cabernet Francs from them. The ones I have had, I've enjoyed, but I don't see it a lot in the shops in the UK.
Yes, because, you know, Loire-Vallée wines, the main production is white wines.
Mm.
And the main, most well-known appellations for Loire-Vallée wines is Sancerre, Vouvray, and Muscadet. And,
yeah.
Of course, it's the main production, and the production you can find outside France. And when you speak about the red wines, we export maybe 5 to 10% of the reds. So it's a real beginning. Of that, and we have really nice wines, and especially, as you said, from Cabernet Franc.
I always think Cabernet Franc from the Loire is it's a lighter style of red, not a rosé, but a lighter style. But sometimes they can have some quite nice savoury notes in them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is that sort of a reasonable assessment of it?
When we speak about the red, it's the same. It depends on the soils, because if you, for example, if you produce in Chinon, for example, if you produce the wines near Loire-Vallée, it's more sands and gravel soils, so it's light. It's lighter soils, and it's going to give you lighter wines.
Yeah.
So wines easy to drink, to enjoy, more like summer wines, you know. And usually, it's really interesting for that in Saint-Nicolas de Bourgueil, in Saumur-Champigny, for example. And after that, if you produce more from the Loire, you are going to make more structured wines and wines ready to age. And it's another style. So you can find the two styles, even, of course, from Cabernet Franc, but also for Pinot Noir in Sancerre. You can have the light wines, light red wines to drink in the summer, and really easy to drink, and also wines ready to age.
Just moving out further into your Sancerre and your Parfumé, Pinot Noir, hardly ever see any Pinot Noir. In fact, the only time I've ever seen Pinot Noir out of Sancerre is when I was in Sancerre.
Yes, of course, because it's the same. Of course, Sancerre is very famous for his whites. And the main production, as I said, we have seven appellations in Centre-Loire, and we have two appellations who produce only white wines, Pouilly-Fumé and Quincy. We have another third, a very small, named Pouilly-sur-Loire from Chasselas, but it's only 30 hectares. So, and after that, Sancerre, Mentoux-Salon, Reuilly, and Coteaux-du-Génois, they produce from 70 to 82% of white.
Yep.
So you have, if you take all the appellations of Centre-Loire, it's 82% of white wines. And after that, you have 6 to 7% of rosé, especially from Pinot Noir in Sancerre, Mentoux-Salon, and the only 12 to 13% of red. So as for Cabernet Franc, as for Chinon, when you speak about, for example, red Sancerre, there's a lot of people who watch you and says, no, Sancerre is white. So it's really interesting because now we have a new generation of winemakers and they really want to improve the quality and the identity of the red of Sancerre, of Mentoux-Salon or Reuilly, for example. And it's the beginning, and it's really nice to discover because it's, of course, it's Pinot Noir, so sometimes it can be not so far from Burgundy wines, but you always have the Loire effect. So the freshness, the lightness coming from Loire, thanks to Loire, comes into these wines, and it's really nice to discover. And now people begin to, the importers have an eye on that and says, okay, maybe I can do something with that, and we hope people can discover more and more of the red wines from Loire Valley.
What about the, just talking about Sauvignon Blanc now, which is obviously the one that you're most excited about from being central of Loire. Central Loire, I always think of that as being the center of Loire, but it's not. It's the center of France, isn't it?
It's in the center of France.
Yeah, so that
the very center of France.
But
is,
it's to the right of Loire. It's right at the,
because the Loire, you know, it just turns in the middle of France and goes through the south.
Yep.
So we are in the, as we said, it's 200 kilometers in the south of Paris, and it's a very, very, very middle of France. And Sauvignon Blanc is here for a very, very long time. And maybe with, I think we have two important parts of production of Sauvignon Blanc in the world. Its origin, Centre-Loire, and New Zealand.
Yep.
Because in the Marlborough region, they can produce completely different Sauvignon Blanc, but it's really nice. And in our region, thanks to the climate, thanks to the different kind of soils, the limestone, the clay, and the flintstone, and also sands and gravels in Quincy and Reuilly, you can have very, very different kind of wines, because Sauvignon Blanc is maybe one of the most sensitive grape to the soils and the climate. So the work of the winemakers is really to, every year, as I said, not to produce Sauvignon Blanc, but to produce Sancerre, Pouilly-Fumé, and says, okay, when I open a bottle of Sancerre, I'm going to test a very different kind of style of wines, because it's not the same than in Mentoux-Salon or in Pouilly-Fumé.
You say that, but I've noticed over the last 5 years or so that some of the Sancerres I've been tasting are getting more and more like a pulled back Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand. They seem to be riper and more fruit driven than maybe some of the minerality you used to see. And I remember going to Sancerre when I first got in the wine trade about 10 years ago. And there's some gnarly old woman bashing stones together and going, oh, smell the gumflint. I couldn't smell the gumflint, to be honest.
I think we have two facts, important facts. The fact is now, you know, we have global warming.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, and we have global warming and the fact the winemakers works in a really good way to have ripe fruit. But it's like an old clock, you know. You come on the right and sometimes you have to come back. And now people really want to say, okay, we have to harvest of a really good time, because if we harvest a little bit too much ripe, it's going to be more a Sauvignon Blanc than a Sancerre and a Quincy. And people really want now to still keep the, as I said, the freshness, the minerality of the wine. And but it's always in movement, because they're always looking for the highest quality they can. So sometimes it says, okay, maybe if I harvest really ripe, it's going to be really nice. And of course, it makes nice wines. But for example, the 09 vintage was really nice, but maybe less regional than the O10 or O11.
Just looking at that flintiness that people talk about, it's mainly perfume they reckon is the gum flinty type of smell. And I don't really smell that on the wines. I was just wondering, how much do you think is a function of the soils and the climate and the winemaking, or how much of it was maybe due to reductive winemaking where they keep the wine away from oxygen when they're...
I really think now biggest part of the winemakers in the region wants to make their wines express the soils and the climate. Because of course we are small, because in Central Loire region it's only a little bit more than 5,000 hectares, so it's less than 1% of French quality wines. So we have, you can produce really, really nice wines everywhere in the world. So it's not a question of quality, it's a question of, okay, what can I do to make my wine different? And we are lucky in the region, because if you respect the soil, the climate, and if you try to harvest just the just ripeness of the grapes, you are going to produce a wine good, of course, and also with a typicity.
Yep. Okay. All right, then. I think we're going to wrap it up there, Benoît. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Cheers.